Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody.
And I just want to say thank you so much for joining us on today, sis. I am going to just jump right in just to give you a little bit of information about Celinda Mumphrey. She resides in Atlanta, Georgia. She is the president and founder of Celinda D, LLC. She is an author, a mentor, a youth and women empowerment speaker, and a radio talk show host of Removing the Bandages with Celinda D. She is also the founder of Celinda D's Girls to Pearls, and she also serves as a co-facilitator for the Sisters, My Sister's Keeper in Cordell, Georgia. Her movement, Removing the Bandages, is very powerful and allows her to travel and grace many platforms. As she speaks into the lives of women, encouraging them to expose their wounds, undress the mess, and allow healing to begin. She also has a prayer line that has brought women from all over the world to connect with one another as they encourage, empower, and uplift through sisterhood. Celinda has the ability to speak with boldness, authority, compassion, and understanding while addressing individuals from all walks of life. She tackles real-life issues with sensitivity, and Celinda has also spoken in several events such as schools, women, and youth conferences, Delta Sigma Theta Youth Summits, 100 Women in Pink, Women You Tone, and the Home Conference, and several other different events. Celinda, I just want to say again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. I am excited that you are on the air with us on today, and just wanted to start off the show with just a Bible scripture. Can you read that for us, sis?
Sure. Crystal, thank you so much for having me on the show today. It's always a pleasure when you and I get to come together and do something.
Yes, I'm excited. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome, sis. Okay, my scripture for today, my scripture overall, just everyday life, is Jeremiah 29:11, and it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Love that scripture because it lets me know that even though I may be going through something, those times that I cannot trace God, I can still trust him because he has the best for me because he loves me, and I know that with him I can do anything and all things.
Amen, and thank you so much for sharing that scripture with us on this afternoon. And I am going to just go ahead and get started. Celinda, I know that you have written several books, and starting off with your book, Heal My Private Parts, which was a very, very powerful book that you wrote. I think, was it the year before last? Am I correct on that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And yes, I actually read that book. That book has blessed my whole life. So I just want to say just thank you, and I'm grateful that God is definitely using you to be able to write and, you know, give us different topics to talk about and for the people to read. So if we can just get started with Heal My Private Parts, if you can just talk a little bit about that book. You not too long wrote that book, and it's still very positive, and people are still requesting that book. So if we can just get started right there, just kind of telling us the reason why you chose the title Heal My Private Parts.
Okay, yes. The reason why I chose that particular title is because God gave me that title. I was taken aback, as I so often tell the story, one night, and I went through two breast cancer scares, lost my house, my car, and my marriage to divorce all in 1 year. During that time, the doctor was giving me the wrong medication, and the enemy wanted me to lose my mind. But I was taking a bath and just there in the tub and just washing myself. And in the midst of doing that, the words came to me, your private parts need to be healed. And I didn't understand it at first, but as I began to look at my body, it was just revealed to me what God was saying to me, that you have been touched by different men, even being touched by your husband at the time, because it was a tumultuous marriage and he was stepping outside of the marriage. So anything that I had attached myself to, that they had attached themselves to, was now attached to me and inside of me. So at that time, I needed every private part of me to be healed. And it wasn't just a private part, but my eyes, my ears, my heart, everything that I had dressed up and put a bandage on and hid from the world, to have it to seem as though I had it all together and that I was all good, as we say. But I wasn't all good. I needed to be healed in a major, major way. And that is how that book came about, Heal My Private Parts.
Wow, and there's so many different chapters that you wrote on that in that particular book. Can you tell us maybe, for example, in that book, which chapter was your favorite chapter?
Wow. Ooh. Well, there were so many in there. I would say all of them, but if I had to choose one, I think I would say speak to the head and not the bed. And the reason I say speak to the head and not the bed is because as women, we have a tendency, we're nurturers. We are brought up to love automatically, to give ourselves, and we really we love off of emotions. So if we have someone in our lives, if we are attracted to someone, we are going to love them with our body, our mind, spirit, and soul, but we will give our body away thinking that that's what's going to bring them to us. But a lot of times a man needs to be healed and not held, and we need to know at that time that we need to speak to his head, which means to cover him, pray for him, speak life back into him, because that is what God is calling us to do for that man to be healed, and he will give us the words to speak into him. But instead of being healed and we speak into the head, we want to speak to the bed, and that's when we start going to bring him into the bedroom and doing all types of things with him. And in my book, I talk about the different guys. If you got Johnny, Jim, Michael, every one of these different men is coming into your life and you're sleeping with them, he likes it this way, this one likes it that way, this one likes it that way. Your body, you're just going through emotionally because you're trying to catch up with everybody and everything that's going on. You don't even know who you are, and you find yourself constantly speaking to that bed, and you got a messed up head, and so is his. So two broken individuals cannot be whole. And I love that chapter.
My God, that's very powerful, and I know many of us can relate, you know, talking about, you know, pretty much what you just stated, you know, just sleeping this one and that one, and there's so many things that come along with that. The attachment is powerful, so you have to be very, very careful, because you can attach yourself to something very demonic, and it's very hard to just, you know, let that thing go. I've been there, you've been there, and I'm sure there's plenty of people that's on the air with us on this afternoon that definitely can relate. So very powerful book, you guys. I would say definitely it is a great, great read. You should definitely purchase it. So, Linda, can you share with them, you know, how they can get that book and purchase that book?
Sure. You can go to my website, which is selindad.com. That's S-Y-L-I-N-D as in delightful, A-D as in delightful, .com. Or you can order on Amazon. I do prefer you go to my website, because when you do, I'm able to send it to you personally and also autograph it with a personalized message.
That's right, and she definitely will personalize those books for you. I have both of her books here, and just love it. cylinder. I was going to tell you when you brought me my book the other day, I was like, I was going to send you a message telling you to autograph it and personalize it, but of course, I didn't have to tell you that because you had already did that, so I was super excited when I opened up the book and read what I read. So thank you so, so much for my book. You guys, definitely, I want you to go out to her website, support my dear sister. It is not easy as an author and the different things that she is doing for the community, you know, and at the end of the day, we all need support, we all need help. So, of course, with you going out and making that donation and picking up her book, it would truly be a blessing for her in her ministry and her movement. Before we get started on The Secrets Within, Celinda, please tell us about your movement, Removing the Bandages movement. I mean, this sister is so active on social media, you guys. She is very powerful. I am grateful to be able to call her my dear sister. We work hand in hand on different things, events and things of that nature. We have a couple things coming up very soon, so we'll definitely be talking about that throughout the show also. So if you can just let the listening audience know about your movement, Removing the Bandages.
Yes, it's a movement that is moving. I tell the women, I have a team that works along with me, and I'm so grateful for these women. I tell them all the time that whenever we're moving, the movement is moving with us because we should always keep it inside of us. And Removing My Bandages is the name of the movement. And what we're doing is encouraging women to remove those bandages, letting them know that the past does not define who they are. You are not what happened to you. Whatever it is in life that you have gone through, you are an overcomer. You can overcome it all. You have to shake off the negativity. You have to take your dreams, your hopes, your life, everything that life has dealt to you in a negative way, you have to take it back. And, Crystal, I'm going to say this. I have a backdrop for the movement called The Change of Art. In life, we go through so much, but we'll sit back and we'll look at what's going on. We'll cry about it. We see another sister, and it seems as though she's being blessed. She got the husband. She got the car. She got the job. I'm one of those that's been like that, looking on the other side, thinking that things were better over there. But we don't know what she's going through in her life, what she's had to endure to get those certain things. But in order to go through of what you got to go through and you're not happy with it, you have to go through a change. If you want to be something better than where you are or be better in a better place than where you are, you got to go through that change. So the backdrop of the movement is called The Change of Art. And when I say that, the change of art means we're going to take the letter A. A means that you have to acknowledge that there is a wound that has affected and infected your body at the same time. So you got to acknowledge that enemy and face it head on. R, you then have to remove the bandages. In other words, you got to take it off. You cannot keep it masked up so that the world cannot see what's going on. T, you have to then treat it and take your life back. So you have ART, acknowledge the wound, remove the bandage, and then treat it and take your life back. And I guarantee you, once you do that, you go through the change of art, you are going to change into that person that God has destined you to be, because we were made on purpose and with a purpose. Everybody was.
Wow. You guys, I mean, when I say just powerful, powerful, I'm just super excited because you have an upcoming event. Is it March the 18th?
Yes, it is.
March the 18th. Tell the listening audience a little bit about that event and how they can purchase tickets, because this is a event that you definitely do not want to miss. Me personally, I will be there in the house supporting my dear sister, working hand in hand with whatever she needs help with. So you guys, prepare yourself if you're available on March the 18th. Celinda will also give you the time and the location of that event, and I would love for you guys to support her and be there.
Thank you so much, Kristen. I'm glad you're going to be with us that evening. I'm excited about it. And so many people tell me, Chris, I'm laughing now because it's like, when you talk, you're just so excited. You start talking fast. But I'm so excited about this movement. My God, I just can't even find the words. I'm super excited about it. I didn't understand, and I'm going to get to what you just asked me to do. I didn't understand why I had to go through so much. And I'm saying this to somebody that's listening today. You're going through something. You have been through something. And you're asking God, why me? Why do I have to go through this? Why not you? You were chosen. You have a purpose inside of you. And I understand my pain and pressure was for someone else's promise. I just had to go through the process to be positioned for my purpose. And now I walk in the purpose that God has for me. Does it feel good? No, it does not feel good at all times. Do you want to give up sometimes? Yes, I want to give up sometimes. But when the women start calling and say, hey, I need you to pray with me. I'm at the point of giving up. I can't take it anymore. Just talk to me. That really tugs on my heart because my slogan is, I am not just my sister's keeper, I am my sister. So if she's going through something, I'm going through the same thing that she's going through because I can feel her pain and the love that I have for her. And that's just how deep removing the bandages is. I mean, I'm totally passionate about pulling my sisters out of the pit into the palace. And let me get to this question that you just asked me because
then and you know what? It's just amazing because that was actually one of my questions that I had for you, like what motivated you. So you just answered one of your questions. So that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, very powerful. I mean, her movement, like I said, you guys, it is something serious. I mean, if you keep up with her, you know, she posts like, oh, my God, every day throughout the day. I just don't have that kind of time. But when I say she is definitely consistent with her posting throughout the day, I try to do one post a day, sis, but you definitely outweigh my posting on a daily basis. But I try my best to definitely support and respond back when I'm able to and things of that nature. But definitely I added a couple people to your group this afternoon, so I am hoping that definitely they will connect and, you know, just join the sisterhood and just move forward.
Awesome. That's just it. You just said it, sisterhood. Thank you so much, Crystal. Well, going back to the event on March 18th, it's called RTB, Removing the Bandages, Winning Women Award Ceremony. And the event itself is just that. We are going to award women. We're going to honor women that have gone through traumatic incidents in their life. One will be there that was shot 4 times. She was shot in the head, the back, the neck, the arm. Her daughter at the age of 10 was also shot in the head, but God saved their life. They're still here. They're thriving and surviving. Yes, we have one that's coming in from Ohio. She was dragged under a car for miles, skin off her back, dislocated hip, in a coma. God brought her out of that coma. That's just thriving and thriving also. We also have Keisha Green, who's going to be with us. She lost both of her legs in a car accident, and she actually went on Steve Harvey's show, and he blessed her with prosthetic legs. And we also have a sister that had cancer 5 different times and now living with cancer, but she's still going out and she's making a difference. So we have so many women that have been healed from divorce, cancer, accidents. One that was accident was thrown in her face by her ex-boyfriend who tried to burn her alive. However, she's still here to tell the story. So that evening, we are going to award these women. Every woman that walks through that door will walk on the red carpet, and she's going to know that she's beautiful, she's blessed, she's somebody, she's powerful. Again, she has a purpose, and she was made on purpose, and it's time to walk in her power and purpose, and that's what we're doing. We're going to have a fashion show. We'll have vendors. We're going to have dinner. It's just going to be so nice. You can get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Go there and key in RTB, Winning Women Awards, and the tickets are $35. I mean, you get all of that for $35. But the main thing is, it's not about the price or who's going to be there. It's about sisters coming together. March is Women History Month, and I'll tell you, we go through a lot in life as women, but we're going to love on each other, and we're going to celebrate each other. Yes, men have asked, hey, can brothers come? Yes, buy a ticket. Because a lot of you are the reason a lot of us are still thriving and surviving, because you were there. You were there when we needed you, brothers, fathers, uncles, cousins, even a husband. You were there for us. So, yes, you are invited. It is a red carpet event. Come out and enjoy us. Enjoy.
I'm just excited. I'm excited. I just can't wait to meet the wonderful and powerful women that you're going to have there on that night, that evening. You guys, Celinda and myself, you know, we try our best to bring awareness to the community as much as we possibly can. And, you know, it's just, you know, sharing Celinda's story and her testimony. Celinda, before we move on to your book, and I'm going to get there, you guys, The Secret's Within, I'm going to get there. But I also want her to share with the listening audience a little piece of your testimony, because I didn't really get a chance to read that in your bio, but her story is powerful. If there's somebody that's on the air right now that is currently going through what you already went through or may experience it sometime in the future, so I want you to just give them a little bit about your story and your testimony.
Again, I had two breast cancer scares. I lost my house. A few months after that, I lost my automobile, and then I lost my husband to divorce. And it all just, it was like a domino effect for me. In 1 year, everything just started happening. Going to the doctor during the first incident with my breast, he was giving me the wrong medication. I was just going through a lot, couldn't understand, didn't even want to look at myself. I didn't think that no one would ever want to love me or accept me. Now, women, we all have something that we're proud of on our bodies. There's just something like, okay, this is my favorite part of my body. Mine was my breast. And I asked God, how dare you allow this to happen to me, God? My breast, out of all things, my breast, I just didn't understand why it was happening to me. And at that moment, I felt somewhat alone. I didn't want to tell my family what was going on. My breast just kept getting harder and harder and harder, and it was just growing. And, I mean, even just to touch it was just so painful. So I finally ended up going to the doctor, and the doctor told me, you have breast cancer. So that was very scary, not knowing what to think, what was going to happen to me. But I thank God for a praying mother, for a praying family. And again, at the time, I was married, but it was a tumultuous marriage. And I don't know how many of you that's listening in that has lost everything. Just imagine, I said, I lost my house, I lost my car, I lost my husband to divorce, and the enemy wanted me to lose my mind. But I tell you, I made up in my mind that my determination was going to be greater than my situation. I had to make up in my mind that I would come up out of this with my hands lifted up. See, I had to lose everything in order to gain everything. And it's not always that you're going to gain the nice car back, the nice house back, or the clothes. It's just a peace of mind that God will give back to you. If you've got that peace of mind, then you got everything. If you got God, you got everything. It brought me closer to Him. Again, I didn't know the purpose of going through all of that, but it was for my promise. It's for someone else's promise. I am now able to stand on platforms. I am now able to have a talk show. I am now able to be on your show, Crystal. I am now able to hold conferences like Removing the Bandages, Winning Women Award Ceremony, to say there is a God, that He can heal, that no matter what you go through in life, if you face it, you can go through it. You can go through it. All you have to do is remove those bandages. And when I got sick and tired of being sick and tired, I allowed the bandages to fall off of me. And every time I speak to a sister, bandages are still falling. So we're working through this thing together. I am my sister's keeper. I am my sister. And we're going to remove those bandages. That's my testimony.
Amen. Amen. I love it. I love it. I just want to take a quick commercial break before we move on. You guys stay tuned.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
What you heard was an actual recorded incident of my abuser attacking me and my daughter witnessing the attack. For 8 years, I endured physical, verbal, and emotional abuse. Hi, I'm Kendra Turner, mother, daughter, sister, and survivor of domestic abuse. Because of my story, SODA, Survivors of Domestic Abuse, was birthed. For more info, contact soda.info2015@gmail.com. Are you Soda?
Are you in the market for a complimentary facial treatment, lip treatment, or hand treatment? Then Crystal Chanel can help. If you would like to host a Mary Kay party, or you would just like to purchase something for yourself or someone else, maybe a friend or relative, please visit www.marykay.com/crystaljenkins or call 770-715-7949. That's 770-715-7949 to book your appointment or to place your order today. If your New Year's resolution was to get back in shape this year, well, Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek can help. So be sure to get your results and call Adam at 678-722-5912 if you would like a free pass to the gym or would like to get information on how to join this awesome gym. And tell them the Crystal Chanel Show sent you. 11555 Johns Creek Parkway in Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097. GPS it and get your information today.
All right, you guys, we're back, and thank you so much again for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. I have my dear sister, Celinda Mumphrey, on the air with us, and I just wanted to say that if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to press 1, and I'll make sure that we get you in the studio with myself and Celinda Mumphrey. I know there's someone out there that has a question, so you guys, please feel free to press 1, and I'll make sure we get you in the studio to speak to Celinda Mumphrey. Celinda, I cannot continue the show without talking about our girls to pearls. Can you share with the listening audience a little bit about your mentoring program, Girls to Pearls, and the upcoming
yes.
event that we have in February?
Mm-hmm, definitely. Crystal, I thank you so much for being a part of Girls to Pearls because you are definitely one of our pearls. You go out with me. You help support the mission, the movement, the mentoring program, and everything. So I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you, sis.
You're welcome.
Amen. Yeah, Girls of Pearls is a group. It's a mentoring program where we're speaking back into the lives of our young ladies. We're teaching them how to be young ladies as they walk in integrity and confidence and walk in their power without ever having to compromise who they really are. And I say that we are born into the world as a girl. We grow up to become a woman, but we make the decision to be a lady. And when you look at reality TV nowadays, what you're seeing is, I call them little girls because little girls in grown woman bodies, because you see a lot of them, they're cursing. It's just going back and forth with the character assassination. Wow. And our girls think
okay.
that that's what it is all about. That's what they're supposed to be living out in their everyday life. But we are here to make sure that these girls know that real ladies do exist, that you never have to compromise yourself, your body, or who you are, that if you even have to stand alone, just know that there's something in you that is so powerful if you only walk in it. And that's what we want these young girls to know. So we're going back. We're pulling them from the hands of the enemy. We're speaking life into everything that lies dormant inside of them while they discover the purpose, promise, and their power. That's what Girls to Pearls is all about. And you talked about the event that's coming up February 4th in Cordial, Georgia. We will have a Girls Who Rock, Girls to Pearls award ceremony. And at this event, the girls are going to come in their pretty little outfits, dresses, and we're just going to celebrate them. There will be a talent showcase. There will be prizes. There will be dinner. They're just going to be celebrated that night so that they can know that they are beautiful, not having to have someone touch their body and say, hey, you're beautiful, sleep with me, I just want to be with you, show me that you care for me because I'm telling you you're beautiful and you need to be touched, or they haven't got that validation from home. But just to come in that night and just celebrate who they are and the beauty that's within, that's what we're going to do at Girls Who Rock on February 4th in Cordial, Georgia.
Girls Who Rock, I can't wait. I'm just excited to see the beautiful, beautiful young ladies. I mean, beautiful mentoring program. And if you have a teenager from the ages, Celinda, what's the ages for the girls?
Yes, the ages are 11 to 19. And what you, as Crystal just said, if you do have a daughter, contact me. Contact Crystal because we're doing it here in Atlanta. We're taking it on the road. If you desire to bring it there, just contact us, because when I said we're coming, we're taking back everything the enemy has stolen. There's so much sex trafficking out there with these young girls, and they do not know what's inside of them. And a lot of times they won't talk to the parents. I've found this to be true during the Girls of Pearls conferences. A lot of them won't talk to the parents. I have some of them inbox me, ask me questions, and tell me personal things. We're here for you. We're here for them. So contact us. We will bring the conference to you. We'll bring the program to you. I got another one coming up on the 24th of February here in Atlanta. It's going to be a lock-in. We're shutting the place down for the entire night, and we are going to speak life back into these young girls. Please just reach out, ages 11 to 19.
Yes, definitely, you guys. Make sure that if you have a teenager, connect with us and get that teenager involved. Like Celinda said, there is so much sex trafficking. I currently do a lot of work closely with a couple of different organizations in Atlanta in regards to sex trafficking and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely our girls have to be saved, and they are counting on us to be able to save them. So you guys, make sure that if you know a teenager, if you have a teenage girl that you want to get involved, make sure that you reach out to us, and we'll be more than happy to get those girls involved. Celinda,
I want
to go ahead and get into talking about your book, The Secrets Within. Let's start with the title. What made you think of the title, The Secrets Within?
Well, again, just everyday life and talking to women and men as well, because we have a lot of men that follow the movement, which is surprising, but men hurt just like women do. And the thing about them is that they do cry in the dark. You will not know, but they do cry as well. And with this book, I realized that for myself, I was in a marriage where there were a lot of secrets and things that I did not know about my ex-husband, and things started coming out within the marriage. And it was just, like, overwhelming. I could not believe some of the things I found out. And as I began to find out those things, I stayed in the marriage because being a Christian woman, you're supposed to try to work it out. Go get that spiritual counseling that you need, and don't divorce. You know, God does not don't divorce. But you have to reach a point in your life where you have to figure out what's best for you and be okay with that. So in writing this book, I thought about my situation that I had gone through and so many other situations that people go through. The book is fictional characters, but it is real life. Now, The Secrets Within is just that. When you're living with secrets and you're dating someone and you're about to enter into a relationship or you're about to enter into a marriage, but those secrets are still there, what really happens when the secrets begin to sit on the couch and have a conversation with one another? I wonder what's going to come out from those secrets.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. And that's very powerful, because that's so, so true. A lot of times we tend to just keep a lot of things to ourselves. And I think, you know, for the most part, you know, there are certain things that you should share and there are certain things that you should not share. But at the end of the day, you know, we as Capricorns, you know, I don't follow the sign so much, but we definitely are very honest people. You know, most of us, we're very honest people. So I tell people all the time, if you do not want to know, do not ask. Because if you ask, I'm going to tell you the truth, and you may or may not like the truth, you know. But I think definitely being able to, you know, sit down, like you say, and talk about, you know, your past life or your current life or in your future life, you know, because in order to get to the future, we have to share some of the past. And I definitely, definitely believe that. May I ask, for when you wrote the book, you know, as far as, let's say, one person that you can name that was your inspiration, like, to write the book?
A person that I know of, I guess I would say myself.
Yes.
I was my inspiration in writing the book. When I write my books, and this is my fourth one, I'm working on my fifth one now, but when I write my books, I put myself into it. It's not that I'm always the character in the book, but I put my feelings into it. How would I feel? And sometimes I find myself writing my books and I'm crying as I write them. And once that starts happening, I know at that time I'm feeling it. I'm really getting into this book. And I saw myself in situations, as I said, the secrets that were kept. And again, like you said, something you may take to your grave. Because in our culture, as African Americans, a lot of us are told, don't tell. Don't tell what happens in this household. Don't tell what happens in this family. You keep it to yourself. Or if it's some type of prestigious family, you don't want anybody to know because you want to continue to be this family that everybody see that's popular, that say, I say, got it going on, but yet not knowing that there are some deep, dark secrets that these people are dealing with. And this is exactly what this book talks about. Finding a man that's in church, or I wouldn't say finding a man because he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, but just meeting someone in church, you're told, hey, you need to date someone that's equally young. You need to meet somebody that's in the church. The church is a hospital. People are wrestling with demons, and I'm not talking against the church. I'm talking the truth right now because it's everywhere you go where you're dealing with demonic spirits and people are dealing with things. But I'm speaking on this because this is what my book is about. My ex-husband, going back to him, I wanted to make sure, because I know the walk that I have, that he was someone that served God, that he was someone that was in the church. Our very first date, I told him, I'm going to church. This was on a Friday night. If you want to be with me, you'll meet me in church. He came to church. He brought his Bible. He came in there looking good, smelling good, talking good, and everything. I said, yes, here on a Friday night with me, this has got to be the one. So from there, he went to church with me on that Sunday, and every Sunday after, he continued to go. He even told me, there is something inside of you that I want. I see something in you that I want. He didn't know it was the anointing that was on my life and the God that's inside of me. So you got to be careful what you're asking for if you're not ready for it. And whatever is attached to me will be attached to you. So if I'm going through something, the anointing is on me, you're going to go through it as well. So I wanted to be with him because he was going to church and he was carrying his Bible. He would call me and we'd talk about different scriptures and even sometimes want to go to Bible study. However, I didn't know what he was going through. I didn't know the demons he was fighting. I didn't know all the secrets that he was hiding within. So, yeah, I didn't take the time to really seek God like I really needed to. I didn't take the time to really get to know him like I really needed to. However, those secrets started coming out and begin to start talking to me. And my God, I tell you, you just really have to be careful. Now, just because they are in church does not mean the church is inside of them. Just because they know God does not mean that they have a relationship. I want somebody to understand when I say that. Just because they know him does not mean that you have a relationship. The enemy knows the Bible, too. He knows it backwards and forward. He knows it.
Wow.
So be very careful.
That's powerful. That's powerful, and that's very true. I mean, we have to really take time and get to know people and get to know the men that we're dating or we're trying to spend the rest of our lives with. I mean, because you think you know somebody, and at the end of the day, you have no clue whatsoever. I mean, you know, dating somebody for 10 years and 25 years, again, you think you know them, and you know, next thing you know, you got a divorce, you're going through a divorce, and the person that you thought you knew, I don't know where that went, but you know what I mean? But it's very, very true that we definitely need to take time and get to know people. So just, Linda, let's ask about the cost of your book, how the listening audience can purchase your book, and do you have that also as a downloadable version?
Okay, not at this time. It's downloadable. Again, you can go to Amazon and also my website. The cost of the book is $12. Again, my website is CelindaD.com. And, Crystal, let me also add to this about the book. It is a very powerful book because people are hurting from the pulpit down to the pews. People are hurting. Yes, they are. And we're going in the church and we're looking. A lot of us go in there looking for a man or looking for a woman. But you got to make sure that you got yourself right with God. God has someone for you. God's desire, as I read earlier, is for us to prosper. His desire is for us to be happy. He wants that for us. But we got to make sure that we've dealt with those secrets ourselves. Again, that goes back to the change of art. Acknowledge the wounds. Remove the bandages. Treat it. And then at that time, you take your life back. Because I guarantee if you can come to this person as a whole person, it will make the relationship and the marriage so much better. And I have to remove a bandage right now and be truthful. It's an RTB truth moment for me. I had some bandages that I was still removing at the time that I was with my husband that I was not aware of myself, some things I was still battling. Again, two broken individuals cannot be whole. But this book, Secret Within, it talks about these two individuals. They're looking for love because they want to be loved. They've gone through school. They got the degrees. They got everything that the world says that you should have. They're going to church. But yet, they're wrestling with some things inside of them. It's a war. But again, those secrets, sit down, begin to have a talk with each other. This is just part one of the book. Part two, I will get to the meat and gravy of it. And I tell you, you do want to get your copy of this book and part two.
Absolutely. Again, you guys, she just told you the way that you can purchase her book. Definitely go out and support, purchase her book. Make sure that you get your autographed copy. For those that are currently listening to me on Periscope, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. Here's a copy of the cover of The Secrets Within. Very powerful book. I am just so excited. And one thing that I do want to read that is currently in your book, Celinda, is your dedication. And that dedication is to your mother, Eleanor Mumfrey. And it simply states, dedication to my mother, Eleanor Mumfrey, who taught me to be a fighter and to never give up on my dreams. Thank you for instilling in me the motivation that keeps me pushing when I want to give up. To all of those that were ever told that you could not make it or be anything in life, keep pushing. I really, really like that, and just, you know, grateful that you are showing dedication to your mom. Without our mothers, I mean, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be in the position that we're in right at the moment to empower and motivate and inspire and bring awareness to, you know, so many different topics and things that people are going through and experiencing. So I just want to say my hat goes off to you. Celinda has a wonderful, beautiful spirit mother, and which does a lot of the cooking for her events. You guys, she is just a wonderful, wonderful cook. So definitely connect with Celinda and Miss Mumfrey in regards to the different food and stuff like that that she cooks. Very, very tasteful. So as we carry on, Celinda, I just want to say, you know, there's somebody that is on the air that is experiencing some of the things that you've already experienced. Can you please give them some words of encouragement or empower them at this moment?
Definitely. I want to say to my sister or my brother that's listening in, because I see that some of you are messaging me, I want to say to you, you may have gone through something in life. You may be experiencing something right now, but it is not who you are. You do not have to attach your situation to you and take on the name. You are who God created you to be. You have his DNA inside of you. So that means that you are special. You are beautiful. You are wonderfully made. There is nothing in this world that cannot be overcome with the help of God. You have to stand there. You have to face that giant. Whatever comes your way, whatever it is, stand there and face that giant, and you speak to that giant. You have to speak life into yourself. Sometimes everybody's not going to always understand you. Everybody's not going to always support you. But you have to be your biggest cheerleader in life. You have to love yourself, because when you're giving yourself away to someone, I say this, I was looking for love in all the wrong places, and I didn't even love myself. You have to learn to love yourself. Many of you may not have been taught what love is. I was not taught. Your father is supposed to be the first man to ever speak into your life. He's supposed to be the first man to ever say that I love you. If not, you'll find yourself gravitating towards men or women because you're looking for love. But you have to know that it is on the inside of you and that you are special and that God, our Father, he is our love. You have to develop a relationship with him. I'm telling you, it will make it so much better. God can love you like nobody can. I can attest to that. When you lose everything, that's when you'll find God. You have to find yourself in a place of worship, and he'll take you through where there's nobody else that you can turn to but him. You may have been raped. You may have gone through a divorce. Someone may have told you that you'll never be anything in life. You may have slept with many women. You may have slept with many men, many women. You may have been told that you would never be able to have a child. You may have been told that you have AIDS and you don't know how to talk to your family. You may have been given the diagnosis of cancer and you just don't know what you're going to do. I'm telling you, turn to God. Turn to God. We are all wearing bandages. We're dressed up and we're messed up. But God wants us to be whole. He wants us to be complete. I speak life to you today. I speak health. I speak prosperity. I speak to you and say that greater is coming. Keep your head up, stand up, and believe that God can do anything.
Wow. Amen. Amen. And I know there is someone that is on the air that just wants to have this opportunity to speak to Celinda. Whether or not that's a comment, whether or not that's a question, if you feel that you want to speak to Celinda on this afternoon, please feel free to press 1, and I will make sure that we get you in the studio so that you're able to talk to this sister. Take this time to get to know who you're listening to for this last hour. Celinda Mumphrey, very, very powerful woman of God. Definitely make sure that you connect with her on social media. Make sure that you connect and be a part of the prayer conference call that she have as well. And, Celinda, it looks like we have a caller, so let me just bring that caller on the line.
Amen.
Caller 9790, you're on the air with Crystal Chanel and Celinda Mumphrey.
Hi, Crystal. Hey, Celinda, this is Mark B.
Hey, Mark B.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm awesome. I'm over here watching Atlanta do some things on the TV right now.
That's so awesome. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, I'm multitasking. I wanted to give support and let everybody who may be new to who Celinda is, as she's just to let people know she's just as genuine as you hear here on the radio. She's just as genuine in person. She's a very awesome person. I'm blessed to know her in any capacity. And you're on something when you're saying that Mama Mumphrey can cook, because I swear to God, she'll put some pounds on you if you stay around at all. But
I know. I was preparing for the show, so if I had some time, I would have ran over there today to get some Sunday dinner. I tell you, because ain't nothing running on my toes.
It would have been worth the drive, I tell you that much. But I just wanted to show some love for my sister Celinda the show is awesome and you all doing a great job. Just wanted to show some support and give you some love.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you so much,
Mark.
God bless you, and thank you so much for tuning in with us on today.
No problem. Good question.
Thank you.
Wow.
Celinda, we have a call, so I'm going to bring that caller on the air.
Okay.
Caller 5453, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all. This is Heather. How are y'all doing today?
Hey, Heather.
Hey. I just wanted to call in and say something. Celinda is such a great, awesome person. The book, Heal My Private Parts, I will never ever forget reading this book. It really seriously woke me up from the dead, because that's how I felt like my life was just dead. It was just at a standstill. I just had so much going on, and I remember speaking with her and not knowing what to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just really needed something extra, and when I did talk to her, she told me, she was like, you need to get the book out and you need to read the book. And it was just something amazing. So I just, if you hadn't got the book, go to her website, CelindaD.com, and you have to get Heal My Private Parts. Because she said, we all have bandages. We do. And, you know, you have to take that extra step to want to remove. Want to get rid of the things that, you know, bother you and that you're going through and that you don't like. And so I would really suggest that people get out there, get the book, read it, heal your private parts. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in, Heather. We appreciate you.
Love you, too.
Yes, love you.
I know there's another person that want to talk to Celinda on this afternoon. Again, feel free to press 1. We'll make sure that we get you into the studio to speak to my dear sister, Celinda. Celinda, I know you have upcoming events February the 4th, March the 18th. Anything else that you have? And I know you said you have a lock-in coming up. What date is that again?
24th, and that will be held here in Atlanta. It's for Crown of Glory Ministries. And I have a plethora of talk shows that's coming up that I'll actually be a guest on. And also I have in July, I will be awarded for the Women's Strut Awards event. I was chosen to be one of the honorees. So I'm really excited about that, that someone saw fit to honor me. And that's July 29th. So I'm looking forward to that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. And I definitely would love to be there to support you. So definitely, keep me posted with that. It looks like I think we have another caller. So, well, actually, I think we lost them. Caller 0294, you're on the air. Caller 0294, you're on the air. Okay, maybe they pressed that by accident. Okay, so let's try again. Caller 6797, you're on the air.
Hello, women of God. This is Minister Chantel. I just want to let you guys know I have a lot of feedback and a noise in the background. So this is my first time hearing Celinda as well as her testimony. And she just sounds so passionate. And, you know, I just thank you for opening up to everybody and just for your encouraging word on the line. And so just continue to move on, woman of God, and do what it is that God has called you to do. It's truly a blessing to hear you on the line on tonight.
Oh, God, thank you so much. Thank you.
And you're welcome.
Thank you so much, sis. That is actually my dear sister. And, Celinda, you'll be on her show, Praise Through the Airwaves, on what day?
Yes. Actually, I will be on there next Thursday. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I think it will air on the Monday, the following Monday.
Okay, beautiful. So, and I think it's 8 o'clock, 8 to 9, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Beautiful. And let's just see. Sis Chantel, can you tell them the information about the show for Monday?
Yes, it's Praise Through the Airwaves, and Celinda will be one of our guests. We will be recording it on this Thursday, and then the following Monday, which will be next Monday, I believe, which is the 28th. I hope that's right.
Okay.
No. The 29th. I'm sorry, I need to add right now. I can't think right now. I'm sorry. It's the 30th. I do apologize. It will be the, is that correct? What's my next Monday's date? I think that is the 30th. But nevertheless, we'll make another announcement for it. We can make an announcement on next week. So it'll be Monday. It'll air Monday. Praise Through the Airwaves with Evangelist Shay. You can go to www.v1075.com and just click on Listen Live, and then you'll hear the interview with Ms. Celinda.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Thanks again, sis, and on
you're welcome.
Amen.
And you guys definitely go out and support Praise Through the Airwaves. Again, we'll make the announcement also on social media sometime this week or maybe tonight or tomorrow. So make sure that you tune in on Monday to hear Celinda Mumphrey again on my dear sister's show. So, Celinda, before we close out the show, if I can just ask you to share your social media information with the listening audience. You know, I know there's people that's listening live online. There's people that is currently on Periscope that's tuning in, as well as the callers that called in on this afternoon. But I know they want to connect with you. They want to connect with your movement and, you know, connect and just do all the positive things and be a part of all the positive things that you currently have going on now and in the future. So if you could share with us your social media information.
Thank you so much, Crystal. Crystal, if I may, also my show, Removing the Bandages, if I may say something about that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We heard Mark D. just a few minutes ago call in. Mark D. is my co-host, and we have a guest co-host at times, Mike G. It is called Removing the Bandages. We air on Fridays live, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Blog Talk Radio. And our show is a hospital room through the airways where people that have removed their bandages come to speak to the audience about their healing, deliverance, testimony, and triumph on how life will bring interruptions, because we do know that. But you have to keep moving and allow your determination to be greater, once again, than your situation. We feature authors, ministers, relationship experts. We also have youth segments and so much more. And the slogan of the show is the show where we come to address the mess, get real, and be healed. And that's exactly what we do on Removing the Bandages. So, guys, please join us on Friday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Oh, my God, I'm loving it. And also, you asked me about social media, how you could find me. I told you, Crystal, sometimes I start talking so fast because I get excited about what God is doing. He's so awesome. He's so awesome.
Is. That's all right,
honey. Yes, he is. Well, guys, you can find me on my website. Once again, you can go to CelindaD.com if you want to book me for anything. I do conferences, speaking engagements, the Growth Mentoring Program, radio shows, interviews. You can go there, CelindaD.com, to the page where it says booking. You can also reach me via email at removingthebandages.celindad@gmail.com. Again, that's removingthebandages.celindad@gmail.com. Also, Facebook, Celinda D LLC, or simply, as Mark D would say, my government name, Celinda Mumphrey. Instagram, it is at Celinda D LLC, and Twitter is Celinda D. You can find me there. I would be so happy to talk to you, pray with you. In addition, I do have a prayer line every other Tuesday. As a matter of fact, we will be on this Tuesday. We'll be on this coming Monday, a special day, Monday, tomorrow. You can call in 641-715-3580. I'm going to say it again, 641-715-3580, and the ID number is 298275. I'm telling you, women from all over the world are getting on this prayer line. We're coming together to empower, to love, and inspire each other, and that's what it's all about. It's called Removing the Bandages, Prayer, Praise, and Talk Call. Meet us there tomorrow night at 8 o'clock p.m. Thank you so much, Crystal.
Amen. Amen. And before we get off of the air, you guys, also there's something that Celinda wrote, and I just want to read that. It says, you can never allow life's problems to get the best of you. You must always believe that there is something greater inside of you. So before we end the show, I just wanted to share that with you, and just always remember, like she said, that there is something greater inside of you. I'm sure there's so many things and New Year's resolutions that we made for 2017. And starting off 2017 may have not been the best for you, but at the end of the day, always remember that there is something greater inside of you. And if there's something that you desire to do that's positive for the new year, make sure you do it. Make sure you go ahead and do it. Time, you just never know when is going to be our last moment. So make sure that you celebrate what the talent and the gift that God has given to you. Celinda, I know you've been writing for quite some time, but before we close out the show, can you just share with us, like, at what point did God give you that, hey, I need to just start writing. I need to write my first book to become an author.
Oh, wow. Krista, I can't remember what year it was, but I'm going to say it's probably been about 45 now, probably about 20 years ago. I was at a conference, a women's conference, yes, and I already knew that I had been called. I had a calling on my life, and so many people are going to tell me, you've been called to be an evangelist, you've been called. I continued to run from it. However, this particular night, a man of God that was in town, his name is Bishop Al Jones, I still remember, he called me out of the congregation to stand in the middle of the floor of the church. And he said to every woman in the church, if you want to be blessed, and this is a true story, if you want to be blessed, you come and touch this young lady. So the women started running to me, and all I could remember is just crying. He touched me and told me, you no longer have to validate who you are. God has stamped you. He's put an approval on your life, step of approval. And he says, you know that you've been called. And the women that knew me said, yes, she has, and she's been running, my mother included. And touched my belly and told me there were books inside of me that I was going to write. And he said to me, continue to keep paper and pencil by your bed at night because you're going to be writing books and God is going to use you. And, you know, I took it and you know, okay, I received this because I've always loved to write anyway. A month later, I began writing. And from there, I just continued to write. I would start, I would stop. But that is how I started out. And I'm just so grateful that I'm able to touch lives right now through my books and my speaking.
Wow. And can you encourage the person that's listening that God told them to write their very first book and God is just speaking to them right now and telling them that it's time? You know, can you give them some words of encouragement?
Please do it. Do it now. Tomorrow is not promised. There is, again, I'm going to continue to say this, a purpose inside of you. Every one of us was put here with a purpose on purpose. And God has put something inside of you that the world needs to know. You were not here, put here for yourself. There is a story inside of all of us. I always say this, underneath every bandage, there is a story that's waiting to come out and be told. So this is your opportunity. If God gives it to you, go ahead and write it down because you never know whose life you're going to bless. Don't wait. Just begin to write and don't ask, how do I write it? Just write. Whatever God tells you to write, just write it. Trust me, if it's from him, he's going to put it all together for you. He'll do it. I am a living witness that he'll do it. Just do it. Be like Nike and just do it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that on today. You guys, I just want to say thank you so much for taking out time in your day to come on the air and speak with myself, Crystal Chanel, and Celinda Mumphrey, my dear sweet sister. We celebrate our birthday in December. Her birthday is December the 28th, and my birthday is December the 29th. So happy belated birthday to us, Celinda.
Yes.
I'm so sad that we didn't get to celebrate, you know, together at an event or an outing this year, but that's okay, or last year, but we'll have time this year, prayerfully, to celebrate our birthday again. And you guys, again, just want to say thank you so much to the listening audience for tuning in on today. I want to give a special shout out to my dear sister, LaTanya, I see that you're on the air. My dear sister Martha, I see that you're on the air. So thank you for tuning in on this afternoon. And everybody else that is tuned in with us on Periscope, online, listening live online, as well as the callers that called in on the show on today. Thanks again for your love, your support. Celinda, I will definitely be more than happy to have you back on the show again very, very soon. We have to do it again, sis. And is there anything else that you want to say before we close out?
Only thing I want to say is just keep pushing, praying, and believing that God can do all things. Guys, every bandage that you have, pull it off. Acknowledge the role. Just remove it off of you because you deserve to be happy and whole. Every person in the world deserves that. Again, I just speak life, health, and strength into everyone that's listening tonight.
Amen. Amen. And thank you again, you guys. Make sure that you join us again this coming up Sunday. I can't remember the exact date right off the top of my head. Not looking at a calendar, but definitely join us again on Sunday, 5 o'clock p.m., again, Eastern Standard Time. I will be on the air with the Chandlers. That is, just stay tuned. I'm not going to give out too much information, but pay attention to social media. You'll see me posting information about the show, and once you see that, you'll recognize who it is. Okay, so again, thanks so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. Know that I love you and I appreciate you, and I'm going to close the show out with a song, which is New Life by my dear sister, Jackie Tucker. As you guys can tell, I have a lot of sisters. I have one blood sister, but I have a lot of sisters in Christ. So you'll hear me say a lot, you know, my sister, you know, or in things of that nature. But do know that we are sisters and we have a very powerful sisterhood, and I love and appreciate each one of you. And, again, thanks so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show.
The Lord is sitting high on his throne, waiting for us to make a choice, waiting for us to cry. I'm